Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And we have Josh Bernstein here to start off the week with a bang. Josh, of course, is going to have a radio show on my new network here starting shortly, the hour after we finish our show, Monday to Friday. And you need to listen to it. He has on many different networks. We're going to massively syndicate our network all over the planet, on every platform from Alexa and Amazon, every platform on the planet. I'm putting the time, money, and effort into it to make sure these words get out, because Josh, you're one of our brilliant superheroes here, if you want to call it. You should have a cape to tell us the truth what's going on.
A hero that doesn't wear a cape.
Well, you don't wear a cape, but here's the thing going on. Things are changing so fast. I mean, right now, I'm looking at Drudge. It says, border simmers, Trump threatens to close the wall. I would be more aggressive than even Trump. I would immediately call a national state of emergency. And when they have posse comitatus, people are giving them bad advice. Posse comitatus is used in the military against U.S. citizens. These are not U.S. citizens. Secondly, no. We don't have to use military force in terms of bullets, but we need to use everything, including in the backup bullets if we have to, because some of these people are violent gangsters, and they're going to come across the wall, and they will have weapons with them, little armor-piercing, level 3 armor-piercing weapons. But we need to have a combination of technology. In some places along the river, the Rio Grande, you have to put a concrete wall and have drones and other technology like LRAD cannons. So each place is going to have different tech, including people. And we should do it immediately. This should not wait for 2 years while Democrats screw around with the immigration bill. And we need to actually have something bumped up to the Supreme Court to deal with chain migration and this birthright citizenship of people that are born here. This is the great attractant, because everybody and their dog has got a relative. A lot of these people that are coming up here have relatives already embedded in the country, whether they're legal or illegal, don't they?
They do. And look, I'll say this, as far as politics is concerned, people have told me that I'm fast or a savant on politics, and I like to say that I'm so fast with politics, I'm too fast for my own hair. But anyway.
You're a funny guy, funny guy.
Great to be back on the program. But here's the thing. With everything that's going on, we could take 25% of the Pentagon's budget and we could allocate that and allow the Army Corps of Engineers to build and construct a border wall. Then Congress can come behind it with a separate bill to appropriate the funds so that they are used only and solely for that purpose, which is construction and building of the border wall, so that what happened in 2005 doesn't happen again with the Sensenbrenner bill and the Secure Fence Act. When Democrats took over, they decided not to appropriate the funds that were sitting there, and that's why only 341 miles of the fencing was done instead of the full amount. So that's one thing that we could do. Remember, we have the presidency, we have the Senate, and yes, we do, we still have the House of Representatives until January. So why not take what we have, the three branches of government, the power that we have, not the three branches of government, but you know what I mean, the three things that we have in Congress, and utilize them. Okay?
Let's
utilize them to the point where we are diminishing the power of the incoming House Democrats, and we finally get the border under control. You know, they're showing images of little children and little babies crying in diapers, but they're purposely not showing you images of able-bodied teenagers and young adults that are busting through and not, you know, adhering to immigration laws. These are bad hombres, as President Trump likes to say, and it's just ridiculous. We've got to do something about this.
Right. And by the way, this can't wait for the next political thing. This is a state of national emergency, so I believe the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the President have a ground to do something.
They absolutely have to. And you know what else I would do? You know, look, President Trump won the Muslim ban because the Ninth Circuit was wrong. They have over a 90% overturn rate. And point blank, the President of the United States has the authority through the executive branch to protect us and keep who can come and who cannot come into the country based on national security interests. Well,
right.
Guess what? The same thing is going to happen with the asylum ban. That judge is wrong in the Ninth Circuit's Court of Shlemiels. And what's going to happen is when it goes to the Supreme Court, it will, too, also be overruled. Now, what can President Trump do in the meantime? He could write an executive order banning birthright citizenship. Now, will it stand with the Supreme Court? I don't know. But at least for the next couple of years until it gets there, I would say to do it. Because what do you have to lose other than your country?
Well, exactly. And by the way, 2 years is too long. You can't wait till the 2020 election.
Exactly. We can't wait.
The next area that I think has to be dealt with is we need to deal with stabilization of world trade. Because this is going to come up because this is the next major issue. And the way to do it is to have a formula to actually calculate out what the value of someone's economy is based on intellectual and physical property and gold and everything, and then lock in the currencies like the then you can have a platform to have get rid of trade and non-trade barriers based on whether they come, and then you can deal with Russia and China. You can't deal with them the way things are now. The financial background bone of this is blocking it. And then the healthcare issue. You can't take a broken system and give it to everybody. I've been talking to doctors, recently talked to a doctor in Vegas and talked to Dr. Ron Klatz and others. The healthcare system we have in this country is screwy. And 99% of the doctors are into the business of medicine, which is too expensive, with attorneys everywhere, with drug companies everywhere, overcharging us. For the same drugs, for example, across the Canadian border, it's like a quarter of the cost for many of these drugs and generics. It's ridiculous.
It is. But, you know, getting back to immigration... you're right. We can't wait 2 years. There's no way we can wait 2 years. We won't have a country left in 2 years if we're allowing these people to come here. We saw what they did to Western Europe and the no-go zones and the crime and the Islamic jihadists everywhere and all the things that they're doing. And they're taking over Western Europe. And for someone like Angela Merkel to say that we just have to accept the fact that we can't have borders, I mean, that's just insanity. And it's very interesting that now all of a sudden Hillary Clinton and John Kerry have made comments pointing to the failures of Western Europe in regards to immigration. So I think maybe people are waking up, but the bottom line is it's all about new voters. I've said this time and time again. The black American voters are no longer important to the Democratic Party. They now look at these invaders, they look at these migrants, they look at these illegal aliens as their new support base. That's why they want these people here. It is purely political. If these people were coming here and were going to vote Republican, don't you think that Democrats themselves would be down there with AK-47s trying to stop them? They would.
Right. Well, I saw a good comment by Life Liberty Levine, one of the top university professors here in California and lives in Northern California. And what he made a comment of, the leftists, including Democrats, not only in America but in Europe, would rather have everybody equal and earn $20,000 a year than have rich people or middle class and have the poor earn $50,000 a year. They don't. Well, they want the so-called insane, quote, equality where we're all eating in the gruel class under total control by government. And the Democrats want a permanent electoral position where they're in a position of power no different than the Communist Party in Russia after the Bolsheviks.
Absolutely true.
It's the same thing exactly. I mean, we're being Bolshevized here in America. We don't see it coming, do we?
No, we don't. That's the sad part. And these dumb Republicans, and I'll say it, these stupid establishment rhino, you know, Republicrats, that think that they want to bring these people into the country because somehow they're going to vote for you because you need to be nice to these migrants because you don't want to be seen as xenophobic or anti-immigrant, you're going to lose. The reason President Trump won is because he took a strong stance against illegal immigration. Why can't
right.
these people understand that? It's an 80-20 split. These people come here, they're allowed to vote. 80% of these new people will vote Democrats. If you're lucky, 20% will vote.
And by the way, in the second or third generation, you might have a slight increase in the second or third generation, 20 to 40 years by now, but the country will be wrecked. I mean, America will soon.
Venezuelan.
Yeah, we'll be Venezuelized. You won't be able to go outside your door without the danger of violence. There'll be starvation everywhere. Businesses will collapse. The middle class will disappear. Yeah. It's going to get bad if we let this happen. It's us and the media are the most responsible to force the politicians to address these issues, including Trump. Right? Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Alligators. You should make this into a movie, eh?
I'm just saying, not only can we use the building, but we ought to dig a trench around that wall that's at least 10 to 15 feet deep, and I would fill it with some unsavory characters that you certainly wouldn't want to swim with.
Well, to be honest with you, I think we could use tech would be even more efficient. For example, right now we're moving in the military toward drones and remote robot warriors. For example, South Korea and America have got remote robot warriors. I work with DARPA, so I know all about what they've been doing over the last four decades. And it's not just a physical wall. If they build a physical wall, there's a bunch of different plans. I saw a couple of them on here months ago with Trump last year. The wall should probably tilt toward Mexico, be unclimbable, and yep. you can see through it, so you can see a truck trying to come. Like right now, they have these fences that they got from the Vietnam War, and these guys just take a torch and cut a damn junk out of the fence and then drive their trucks through with drugs.
So I would have also non-lethal electric shock that would also be on the wall.
Well, you can have sound cannons. You become near the wall, hit you with a sound cannon, and you can't even hear it, but it just knocks you down. So as you walk toward the wall or approach it, and by the way, you can do that even with a place where you don't have a wall.
You don't want to kill these people.
You might have something like a sound, like
coming here.
Exactly. You might have, for example, we have a concrete barrier so the cattle can go down to the water in the Rio Grande. You can set it up with drones and everything else. So different combinations of tech will back up all the people you have as far as border guards, and then you can fly them in, and you should have drones everywhere. I mean, this the place should just be seething with drones who are using non-lethal weapons to basically say, get back. I mean, and here we need also on the other side of the Bracero program. There should be an immigration day where state and industry has to apply for industry and to say, we need certain people, certain qualifications, they have to be vetted. It's like I watch the Fox News, I'm thinking, we have laws. If you want to immigrate here, but to be honest with you, to a great extent, we need to cut that number down by immigration dramatically. We need people to pick food and other things.
To be lowered as well.
The total number needs to be less, but it needs to be by industry and state. Say I need to pick so much fruit or whatever. In the not-too-distant future, 30 to 40% of the blue-collar jobs in America and Europe and elsewhere are going to disappear, including in China. In China, they're replacing whole factories with robots now.
You know what's interesting is that the left, in particular, have been lying. And they've been caught lying. Because
right.
they've been saying that there's 11 million illegal aliens living in the shadows since probably 1989, 1990, 1991, somewhere right around there. Finally,
right.
there's been enough proof, there's been enough data and information proving that at a very minimum, now I don't agree with this number, I think it's way higher, but at a
right.
very, very minimum, there are 22 million illegal aliens, up to 35 million, and some of those numbers are coming from the Mexican government's official count of how many illegal aliens are living in the United States. I personally believe it's tripled. I believe it's 44 million to somewhere between 51 and 52 million illegal aliens. So go ahead, right-wing watch, write that one down.
Yeah, I think you're correct. I think the number that came out from Harvard was 22.1 million. I think the number's double that.
I certainly think it's at least double, if not more than double, because you have to understand, we had this illegal alien dump take place during Barack Obama's tenure a couple
of
times.
We had to start with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan said he was going to do this so-called amnesty there and get rid of the same problems that we have today.
One of his biggest mistakes, absolutely. But not even that. I mean, you remember seeing these migrants and these caravans coming 3 or 4 years ago from Central America. So, you know, those folks came here. Let's not forget that, you know, we have these H-1 visa overstays. Those people are here. I mean, again, the number's got to be close to 50 million, if not higher.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't
That's
it?
That's enough. It's enough. We're not, you know, the piggy bank for the world. You know, I know everyone wants to come here because it's such a wonderful country, but guess what? We want you to come legally, number one, and number two, we want to keep the integrity of what this country is and what makes it great. We don't want you to bring your filth, your ideology, your way of life, your way of thinking,
or your flags,
or your people, or your customs, or your traditions. We don't want you to infect this body. And this body is the United States of America. Now, people will hear that and go, well, Josh, what about, you know, when we all came during the Mayflower and all that? See, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years difference. We're talking a totally different brand, if you will, of migration. People were coming to America through Ellis Island. They were coming here from other countries to not only escape death and war for real, not like these people are, but more than anything else, they were coming to make this country a better place, to build this country up, to add to this country. Now the migrants, not all of them, but a large majority of them, are coming here to find out what they can take from this country. What resources can we steal from this country? The mindset of the migrant is completely different than it was when this country was being settled. Now, that's an unfortunate truth that maybe many on the left and possibly some on the right don't want to hear, but it's the truth.
That's because it's been fed for 40 years by the left, who tells them they have a right to move here. Even though they are not a U.S. citizen, they don't have rights here.
Yeah, give us your tired, your weak does not turn into give us your illegal and your, you know, anchor babies, okay? There's a big difference.
Well, the problem is the average person coming up here is uneducated. They may have grade 5 or 6. They don't have any skill sets or trades. And they're basically going to, the first generation are definitely going to suck us dry. Second or third, if they survive, might provide some benefit. But we can't wait 40 years. And the problem is that what they're doing is basically the leftists that run the global. They don't want a border. They don't want ICE. They don't want the USA. They want just a trade zone and a global marketing system for the billionaires and the global maniacs that want to reduce the world population. That's
you know,
the facts.
Look, if the Republicans really believed in securing the border, they would help build the border wall by appropriating the money for it and having it passed, going through the Senate, having it pass the Senate, going to the President and having him sign it, and that's it. It's done. The other thing is they would open up an investigation into the financing behind the migration and the caravan. And when they found the money trail, ended up pointing at certain people, they should have been immediately arrested. Immediately.
Well, they can do that right now. I'm sure that would take 2 weeks to find that out. I mean, if you go to these various foundations, you can find the money trail immediately. You'd find George Soros and all these billionaires and Hollywood people pouring in millions and billions of dollars. And I'm sure this caravan, the ones that are coming, are fully funded. They're not just coming alone in their own pocket. They're coming because
they're being told to come. That's the thing. They've been told to come. They've been given instructions how to do this. It's like someone is mapping it out every 500,000 miles.
And they got embedded lawyers and interfacing people speaking multiple languages to make sure that they know how to come here and what to do. The lawyers are actually embedded with these caravans.
It's sick. It's absolutely sick. And look, we want to be a country that welcomes people, but we're not going to be a country that welcomes people to the point where we're overrun.
Well, and the other thing is, how many of these billionaire Hollywood types would invite them to come to their home? Margaret Barbara Streisand and these other ones say, hey, come on down and move to the bedroom down my hall? No, I don't think so.
Hi, folks. No, it's holiday season with hope in the air. Things to
Are
look
you
for-
still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So, Josh, what's also on the agenda, I think, because, to be honest with you, I think we have a year, not 2 years, before the 2020 election. And what Trump does and what the Democrats do is going to determine who's going to be in power and whether there will be an America in 2020 or 2024. I don't think people realize, and it's not just America. What happens in America will set the stage for other countries. Like right now, there's a big battle over Brexit in Britain. Britain's basically watching what's happening in America, and it'll determine what the citizens do there with Theresa May is screwing around, or whether Boris will go back in and get power. What we have to understand is what's happening in Europe. They want a trans-European military force, not so they can defend against America, Russia, or China, but to prevent their own nations from leaving Austria, Hungary, and Italy, which are on the verge of leaving the European Union. And so what happens in America determines basically what's going to happen everywhere, whether we're going to have international trade or a future war with China and Russia. And China and Russia are going to come on side if we stabilize our economy and so on. But also, don't let our tech companies abuse their people. Why do we let Google and these other people do abusive things against Chinese citizens when they won't do work with us in the Pentagon? I don't understand this. To me, why do we let our tech companies get away with this crap?
I don't know. I can't answer that. But I will say this. When it comes to, these countries of the European Union being fed up with forced migration, because that's exactly what this is, and wanting to leave the Union, gosh, leave. Disband the European Union if you want to survive Europe, please. If you're listening, the best thing you could do is disband the European Union. I mean, you basically are being controlled in every facet of your lives, from immigration to law to jobs to trade to all the things that makes you an individual country, you now have lost the ability to supersede and oversee that because you've got these idiots in Brussels dictating to you what you can do in your own country. The only way to get away from that is to break away. Take the bottle out of your mouth, take the teat out of your mouth, and get rid of the government handout, which is Brussels. They're not going to protect you. You think that that the European Union's forces would protect Europe? They can't protect them right now. They're making
They're ridiculous. I mean, the idea that
having these migrants coming in, it's just ridiculous. Why Theresa May has not given up to the will of the voters that voted to leave the union is just beyond me. She should be thrown out of office for that. Let's hope that someone like Farage or Boris Johnson ends up becoming the new prime minister.
But I think it's tied that Theresa May is tied to the financial interests that want to maintain the status quo for the banking interests in London. It's not for the citizens, it's for the banking interests. That's it.
She doesn't care about her citizens. Why would
she? No. But she does care about the financial backers and the people that have got foreign bank accounts, like in New Jersey and Guernsey Island. And I'm sure a lot of these corrupt politicians have got money stuffed everywhere.
Look, the problem is the European Union. And Brexit should have happened a year and a half ago when it was first done. They should have signed it, which they did. It passed. And then it should have been, 90 days, 120 days tops. Get your affairs in order and get out. That was it. That's what the people's will was, to get out. And, they sat around and they, played around and they twiddled their thumbs, whatever you want to call it. And here we are now, 2 years later, and nothing's happened, really. So, it's just amazing. I don't understand. Unions, to me, are some of the most evil things that have ever been created.
Right.
Whether it's the auto unions, whether it's the teachers unions, whether it's the healthcare unions, whether it's European unions, the African union, the North American union, which is what they want for America. Unions are evil. Collectivism and progressivism is the antithesis to capitalism and free market enterprise. It's just that simple. So what do you want in the world? Do you want to be capitalistic and have individual freedom and be able to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and in your country? Or do you want to be told what to do? Do you want to give up your freedom? What was the old saying? Those that would give up a little bit of security and freedom should deserve neither. Well, neither. That's exactly what Western Europe has done. They thought that they were giving up something for the common good. There's no such thing as a common good in socialism.
No.
There is none.
No. It basically is a small clique, just like the royals of Europe, who want to be back in control. Is you're getting a new elite for the exchange to the old elite. That's it. Period.
Yeah.
And they lie to you and tell you it's different. I remember talking to Yana Sidorov, and her father was head of gastroenterology at Dalhousie, Halifax, Nova Scotia. She was at the University of Moscow. And these people were what we call the elite in Russia. And basically, a small percentage, only 10% of the population of Russia were allowed to belong to the Communist Party. People don't know this, the Duma. Right?
Yeah.
And what happened is they could always go down to the great building and get a radio player or a TV or whatever, but everybody, and borscht and whatever else they wanted, the Russian sausage. They couldn't get it if you're a regular citizen, to hell with you. And, the Russians are getting along with maybe one meal a day. I mean, so when the Russian Revolution happened, even most of the food grown was grown by farmers on their little plot of land by the farm, and the farm itself was relatively unproductive. People all know this. I had the saying that I told one of my guys from Belarus told me years ago, and he said, "We in Russia, we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us." I'm thinking, that's what it is, isn't it?
It's so true. That is true. That is absolutely true. And, we've seen it from time to time. And look, if you don't look at history, if you don't learn from your history, then you're going to repeat history. And sometimes when you repeat history, it's usually not a good thing. That's for sure.
Well, I think most people don't want to hear history. In fact, most of this is so... It's in books everywhere. Well, they don't teach it in school, but they also... Our society, especially what we call the younger people under age 40, their universities are so leftist, they don't get into a dialogue or discussion about history that 2,000 or 2,500 years ago in Greece, they knew about these truths. But today, the young people under 40 don't. The news media and the Hollywood and everything else is teaching them things that are patently lies. and get it ready to put them in a box. And by the way, they don't care if it's a left box or right box. The people around Trump are still doing bad things, heading toward their version of globalism versus the globalism of Hillary Clinton and her group. So we're both headed towards some form of globalist control freak system that's all bad, isn't it?
It is. It's terribly bad. And, you know, this election and what we saw with the voter fraud that was going on, it's just going to get worse. If we allow these migrants into this country, I mean, these people are going to be registered to vote. They're not even citizens. They'll go to these, they'll disperse them into red states to blew out these red states.
Oh, yeah, like California and Texas, and they'll, you're exactly, they'll disperse them. In fact, they'll even bus them across state lines to vote in multiple states. We found that out, too, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they've been doing it for 50 years. We caught them on camera. Project Veritas videos are absolutely real. They're not edited. They're 100% authentic. I've interviewed James O'Keefe. He's a great guy, excellent patriot, stand-up citizen. He's not a liar. He's not a deceiver. He uses the left's own language and their own words against them, and that's why they hate him so much. And we have Scott Fogel, who was the head of, I can't remember what organization it was, some leftist MoveOn.org type organization. And he said, we've been busing them in for 50 years. We've been cheating in these elections for 50 years. We're not going to stop now. Then he's on tape saying, well, instead of a bus or a big caravan or a minivan, which looks suspicious, we can just go and have them rent cars. And they can get rent to cars, and then they can drive cars in because cars is less suspicious than a big bus. These people are dirtbags.
They're taking
away our well-informed vote. They are stealing elections. They did it in Arizona with McSally and Sinema, the communist. They did it in California, where you're at. Five Republicans are leading. Let's shine all five loose. Come on.
Yeah, this is a, you know, we cannot stand for this. I don't understand why Trump's not doing much more to intervene directly. Starting in with this new attorney general, he should start investigations of the election fraud. You know, they want to have a proper tallying of who's actually voting in the elections. This is not happening yet, is it?
No.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
3.
That's all she thought she needed. She forgot about the Electoral College, so thank God they had that. Welcome back. So, you've got a great idea here for a book you want to build and co-write in December, and I'll certainly help you. Because the counties have to be getting more vote. When you look at the number of counties won by Trump, which is like thousands, versus 52 won by Hillary, and those you know, the 48%, I think 52% of the population lives in, 148 counties, which means for the Democrats to be elected, they don't need to even go to any of the rural areas, whatever. They can go to Los Angeles and big cities and the East Coast, and that's it. And that's what Hillary did, and that's why she lost the election. And they were there. Then the dumb Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College. Thank God we had it, because it wouldn't be any representation of anybody outside these mega cities. They're all Democratic.
Exactly, and that's why they want to get rid of the Electoral College. If it was ever a popular vote, forget it. You'd never see another Republican ever again. It would never happen. Because all they'd have to do is run up New York and L.A. and a couple of other areas in between, and we're done. because most of the concentrated people live in the big cities. And out of the top 25 metropolitan areas, and a metropolitan area is 250,000 population or above. Out of 25 of them in America, 17 of them are in blue states. Okay? Only 8 of them are in red states. So if you ever went to a popular vote, you could kiss the country goodbye. It'd be over.
And, of course, that's where the immigrants come, too. First-generation immigrants go gravitate directly to the big cities.
Yeah, and they'll go directly to those 8 Republican states where they have big cities first before they go to the other
cities. Yeah, like Houston and San Antonio, et cetera.
Yep, and Dallas, yep, and Denver. Right. And Albuquerque.
Well, Denver is already teetering. Denver itself is an extremely leftist city, but the rest of the city is red as anything. The people outside Denver are absolutely conservative. They're totally enraged by what's going on, and the Denverites are nuts, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. And it's a shame. And look, here in Arizona, Maricopa County is still relatively red, but Tucson, down in Pima County in Tucson, and up at Flagstaff, you never would have thought near Flagstaff, up in the mountains, you know, with Coconino County and, you know, Northern Arizona University, that would be blue. But it is. It's blue up there. I mean, you would never think that something 2.5 hours from Phoenix, in the middle of the mountains, in the mountain area.
It's blue because there's a lot of students there and the student influence, and of course the universities are all blue, aren't they, right across the country?
Of course. It doesn't matter where. It could be in Wyoming. It could be in Maine. It doesn't matter.
These professors are aggressively arrogant SOBs that think that if you don't have a leftist viewpoint.
A lot of universities, I'll be quite honest with you. I think if we shut down universities in different states and have less universities, we'd have less liberals, we'd have less influence, we'd have less leftist professors, we'd have less board of educations. We'd still be able to get people educated, but there'd be more school choice. Less colleges and universities, maybe more trade schools, maybe more alternative high schools.
Or even online training and so on.
Online training. We got to get these kids away from these Marxist professors and these liberal leftist board of educators.
Yeah, absolutely. So the solution now, between now and Christmas or the new year, for Trump is, number one, build a wall. Start doing something about the health care. Now, for example, they tried to put a couple of bills through to get rid of the donut. You're not familiar with the donut with health care and drug insurance.
Yeah.
And get control of the drug prices. Now, this is going to be a big test for the dumb Democrats. It requires bipartisan support. And if the Democrats don't come across this, they're going to commit geopolitical harry-carry, because by the spring, not yesteryear, but by the spring, if they're not cooperating in these bipartisan bills for infrastructure and the donut for health care control costs of drugs and so on, the Democrats are dead in the water. And I think Trump should start doing alternative ways. If they want to investigate Don Jr., investigate the hell out of them. If they don't want to build a wall with the money they already appropriated for the Pentagon, because this is a state of national emergency. Yeah. Do it now. Stop messing around, Trump. You know, Trump, be Trump, okay? We want you to be yourself. We don't want you to try to simulate and be nice to anybody or give the Democrats any kind of leeway. And don't worry about the media. They're never going to be on side. You're only going to have Fox on your side.
Right.
Okay, it's not going to happen.
Next week I'm going to be talking to Corey Lewandowski. He's going to be a guest on my program.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask him a lot about what Trump can do moving forward now, but also for 2020 to ensure of his re-election campaign, because obviously Corey knows him personally and knows him very, very well. So I want to get Corey's personal
Trump's strategy now is totally different. In other words, if you want to bring war, bring it.
Well, yeah, it is to a degree. But I think the bottom line is one of the things that that Trump must do, absolutely must do, obviously we want to build a wall and we want to do some other things. But if he gets prison reform done and he makes a big deal out of it and lets every single voter in America know that is African American, that I'm the one responsible, I get all the credit for prison reform, I signed it into law, you'll see a groundswell of another 10 to 15% of African American voters that will start.
during Bill Clinton, they put the three strikes you're out. And this is something like if you were three strikes of marijuana possession. Holy Christ. So you have a your black person was eight times more likely to be picked up for marijuana possession. They're going to go to prison for life.
I'll make you a prediction right now. Democrats, not Republicans, Democrats will be fighting against prison reform. Why? Because a white businessman Republican is going to get credit for it. That's exactly why the black caucus, which I think is racist in itself. We don't
yeah, they are, aren't they? They're against their own people. It's like it's like Bolshevik Jews.
Prison reform. Yeah.
It's like Bolshevik Jews that attacked the religious Jews and rabbis. It's like the Nazis, where 122,000 of the SS were atheistic, agnostic Jews attacking their own people. And what we see the same damn thing going on here, where the blacks in this black caucus attack the black people who are put in prison, when they really should be cooperating with Trump. In fact, the only chance of ever getting elected again is they show signs that they're willing to have bipartisan support of bills that are good for all Americans of every skin color. Right? And every economic
John level. Lewis, the icon of the civil rights movement, John Lewis voted against prison reform, a bill that would have overwhelmingly helped African Americans more than any other people because they are 50% of the incarceration rate and only 13% of the population. It would have helped 50% of the not 50% of the population, but it would have helped them overwhelmingly because, again, they are the most incarcerated. And yet he voted against it. Here's a guy who is known around the world as an icon for the civil rights movement, and he votes against the best interest of African Americans because he doesn't want a white Republican to get credit for it. That's the truth, and you ain't going to hear that.
The thing is, that never happened during Barack Obama. Obama didn't know none of the things we're talking about.
No, there was no prison reform. Absolutely not. Not at all.
See, well, what I think of this is going to happen between now and the spring or summer, we're going to see the groundworks of what's going to happen. If the Democrats start investigating, they're going to get in to investigate the death out of them. I predict they won't. I think what's going to happen is they're going to have to actually grudgingly accept a number of things that are bipartisan, like prison reform and the donut thing on drug plan and controlling drug prices and other issues. And also, once this money is appropriated by Trump, because he can do it with an executive order, they need to back down and stop trying to see if they can reappropriate the money to go elsewhere, rather than building the wall with cyborgs, we want to call it, and drones, and whatever else they need to make the border secure. Because it's not just people, it's tech. Right now, with a lot of tech, we can have a wall that's both physical and technological and people. And we need it now. We need to have an immigration day. We need to have a day where industry and the states have to actually justify why they want people to come here, for what reason, or a Bracero 2 program where they don't get amnesty. Most of these people asking for amnesty just want to work and earn money. And if they're vetted, they can come here, work for so many months, and we ship them back in an air-conditioned bus to their home country and to get the other half of their wages like Bracero 60, 70 years ago. What I see going on is foolishness, isn't it?
It is, and we need to get rid of birthright citizenship. Look, I've said this many times. That is the number one carrot that is bringing these people here. Because they know that if they have a child here, then they can bring in...
That's their anchor. The anchor in another...
Birthright citizenship, executive order, get rid of it. And then let the courts fight it out.
Yeah, exactly. Plan some executive order. Stop it right now. Just like you're planning on closing the border itself. This just needs to happen. Let it fight out in courts. In fact, bump it up so it happens sooner than later in the courts. So his new judges, and by the way, Ruth Gator, I changed her name from Bader to Gator, she's physically a wreck. And she's going to be replaced before 2020, probably this next year, 2019. We're going to have another Trump-appointed conservative judge, probably Coney Barrett, the Catholic lawyer who's a legal genius with seven kids and pro-life, and of Roe versus Wade federally, period.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.